May 16, 1993. It is 5:45 p.m. I am interviewing Reverend Oscar Robertson at Fellowship Tabernacle Church in Sharpsburg, Kentucky. Okay, what's your name and address?
My name is Oscar Robinson, and my address is Mount Sterling, Kentucky at the time, Eubank Trailer Court, Lot 54.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Cyril.
What's her maiden name?
Her maiden name is Crump.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 41 years.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have one boy.
What's his name?
Gary is his name.
Where's your birthplace?
My birthplace is right here in Sharpsburg, where we're being interviewed here, and it's just about 2 miles out of Sharpsburg on the old Burry farm. We have born out of the house that I was born in burnt down, and we then moved to another house on the same farm, and also it burnt down, so we had a lot of bad luck during that time.
How long have you lived there when you was younger?
I don't remember how long I was there. We left there before I could remember anything about it. I just know that's where I was born at. And we left there, I don't know exactly where we moved to from there.
Where's your wife's birthplace?
She was born in Fleming County. And
what year was you born in?
She was born in, I was born in the year of 1926.
How did you and your wife meet?
We met in a restaurant over at Mount Sterling, and I was working there at that particular time, and that's the first time I ever met her, and so we met there.
What particular restaurant was it?
Ballard's Restaurant. It was Sunshine Inn, they called it there on Maysville Street there in Mount Sterling. Then after I met her there and we got married, we lived above that restaurant in an apartment there for a while.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have three sisters living and two brothers dead and one sister that is dead.
What was your childhood like?
Well, my father died when I was 9 years old, and we had kind of rough most of the time because at that time it was during the time of depression and things wasn't as good as we see them today. We had a lot of ups and downs, but the Lord blessed us and we made it and come through it all right. But mother had to work out a lot in homes, and my older sister, she worked it out in homes too to support us. And she kept us together. It was very tough on her to do that, but she did do that. And we're really glad of that.
What was the depression like?
Well, it was mighty tough. The best I can remember on the first early parts of it, it was real bad. Seemed like that you couldn't find work anywhere, and when you did find work, of course you worked for a little nothing, and so it was really hard. But as I said, we found that the Lord was with us and he helped us, and we made it through a lot of hard times. There was times when we had to get out and pack wood on our backs and for sometimes as much as a mile or something to, in order to have fire to cook with or to heat with. And we had to pack water sometimes out of hollers and to have to drink because the houses that we lived in, they didn't have wells. And there'd be a spring maybe a half mile or a mile away, sometimes as much as 2 or 3 miles away. But though were bad times, it was good times because we were all together as a family. And you know, when a family's all together, that means the world and all, just to have your family together. And we had a family that loved one another, and we didn't have much problems that way. We didn't have any squabbles much, and so we did get by pretty good. So I'm glad that we can say that the Lord brought us through those times. But there was a lot of other people besides us that had a hard time. Since my mother had to do all of the work and my older sister to keep us going. But she always found something to do. It seemed like she had a lot of friends, and there was people that would help us. And we've always been fortunate in that sense, but we never had to do about meals. We've been pretty scarce sometimes. And sometimes we didn't have everything we wanted, but we always had enough to get by on. And really, that's what really counts.
What would you say were the wages back then?
Well, they varied. I know some that worked for 50 cents a day, some 75 cents a day, and some a dollar a day. I remember one time I went out to my neighbor's, and he put me out to cutting thistles down. I was about 10 or 11 years old, wasn't very old. He'd go out on the horse and take me out to where there's a big thicket of thistles, and he wanted them cut down, and I'd cut them down. I did that, and then I came back to the barn where there was a housing tobacco, and he had me picking up leaves and things down. So I remember when I got through that day, he'd give me 50 cents. Well, that was really a lot of money for me. 50 cents for a 10 or 11 year old boy at that time was like having $20 now or more. You know, it's just something else. Because we could take our 10 cents and come to town and get some ice cream and get our friend ice cream along with it, because they usually give us one comb free after we bought one. And we'd have to live it up pretty good on just a 50 cents. We was really considered ourselves fortunate. And most people didn't get no more than 75 cents to a dollar. Now, they shuck corn and stuff for 10 cents a shot. You can just imagine what those times was like. I mean, nobody today they couldn't possibly do it. I mean, they'd still starve to death, or they wouldn't have enough to pay the bills, no way. I mean, you could do that. But back then, we lived in a rent, it might be $10 a month or $15 a month, and the houses we lived in, there's cracks all in the walls and everything. And well, if you've ever lived back in the times, you'd realize that we really have it good today. I think that I'm very fortunate to have what I have today. And I believe that if we would take our young people today and put them in the position that we was in then, they would never make it because they wouldn't know how to act. And we would have a lot more children and young people that would probably commit suicide and stuff than we have today even now, because they wouldn't know how to act under those conditions. But when he's raised that way and that's all you know, it was different, because that's the way you thought life was, and you just made the best of it you could.
Who are your parents?
May Robinson and Willie Robinson were my parents. As I said, he died when I was 9 years old. Mother, she passed away. I was trying to think what year that was she passed away. Course, her, she passed away after, I just can't hardly remember the date that was. It was, in 59, and so she's been dead a good while.
What was your mother's maiden name?
She was a Pettit, May Pettit. She lives here now.
What was your first job?
My first job was working with my uncle on the farm. I remember he had me to work for him. I think I was about 12 years old. We worked at a regular job. Of course, I mentioned the job a while ago that I did when I was about 10, 11 years old, but that was just a one-time thing that I did. And I worked for him in seasonal work, my uncle, and he kept me pretty well busy because he raised crops, and I had other uncles that raised crops, and they would use me when he wasn't using me, so I could keep pretty busy on the farm if I wanted to. And so we worked for Ben Pettit was his name. I started with him, I think, first. And then I got down to my work with my other uncles. Him and Everett, his brother, they raised those crops together, so I really worked for both of them at that time.
Do you remember how much that you got paid on your first job?
On my first job, as I mentioned a while ago, I got 50 cents on that first job that I did there. On the other work that I was working for them, best I can remember, when we first started, they was paying us a dollar a day. So I was getting $1 a day. And then I got $2 later on for when we stripped tobacco and stuff like that. Housing tobacco, you'd get a little more than you would for just ordinary work, because that was time they needed help real bad. They would pay a little more at that time. So they always paid me whatever they paid the rest of their help, because they figured I did just as much work as they did.
Do you have a religion? And if so, what kind of religion do you have?
I have an independent church here in Charlottesburg. I have been with the Assemblies of God, had license with them, and I'm an ordained minister, and I pastor more of a charismatic type church, and community style. We don't push any our religion off onto anyone. We just invite them to come, and we preach the gospel, and we let them know how we stand and what we stand for. Because we think that's important. I have it up on, even outside on my bulletin board out, what we believe and what we stand for. And full gospel, of course, is what we are, but we welcome all types of religion and faith. We try to work with all religions, that is, that lifts up Christ, because we don't, anything that denies Jesus Christ, that's a, it would be the only way we would have any objection to them.
How old were you when you were first saved?
When I first got saved, I was 20. I believe I was 21 years old. And after, when I did get saved, in a short time after that, I went into the ministry. Especially into the studying of the ministry. I studied the ministry for about 5 years under Pastor Burl D. Wagner here in Charlottesburg. He was a great teacher. I would go to his classes on Sunday morning, and on Thursday night we had Bible classes, and I'd go to them. And then on Wednesday night, they had their regular Bible studies in church. I'd go there. So I studied a lot myself. I'm more of a self-educated person. I didn't go to school very long. I went to school, but I didn't go very regularly. There were several reasons. Some of them just because I guess I just didn't get up and go, but most of the time there were reasons why I didn't go. Being raised up as children without a father or anything, and in the conditions that we were in at the time, we had to stay home a lot of times to help in work and stuff like that. But then other times we just neglected to get out and go. And school's very important. That's something I like to emphasize. It's very important. Certainly I could use a lot more education than I've got, and I've always regretted that I didn't get more education. But I did educate myself, and under the teaching of Brother Burley Wagoner, and under a lot of reading of a lot of other writers, and just put myself down to the, you know, nitty gritty and work. I did get a fairly good education up to this time, and most people think I have as good education as any high school student or anyone would have that talks to me about it. So I don't know where I do or don't. I haven't took the time to you know, to do it. But I'm sure that I do have a lot more education than a lot of them that even are in high school. I'm positive of that.
Do you remember what grade that you quit it in?
I quit in the fifth grade of school. And I went, that's as far as I went. And the rest of the time, with God's help and myself getting down to business and studying, I was able to educate myself to the extent that I am today. And I think most people that know me realize that I do have more education than the fifth grade.
How long have you been in ministry?
I've been in the ministry for 44 years. I started when I was 22 years old, and I'm 66 today. So, but I started out with the youth, and my first public ministry was under a tent here in Bald Eagle, just outside Carlsberg, here between Orangeville in Carlsberg. And under that tent, I had about 400 to my first message that I give. They said I'd done fine, even on my first message, but I don't know where I did or didn't. I'm just taking their word for it. But anyway, we God has certainly blessed us down through the years. And as I said, He's helped me in my education. He's helped me in so many ways that I couldn't really express it. It's just, and about saying, I think most people realize is that He has done it.
Do you really enjoy what you do now?
Oh, I think it's great. I wouldn't want to do anything else. As a matter of fact, we went through some tough times in our ministry, me and my wife have. We've had struggles, and we've had our ups and we've had our downs, and sometimes we think we had more downs than we did ups, but God's brought us through all of them, and now we're having a great work for the Lord, and great work right here in Charlottesburg. I think that all the people that I meet in Charlottesburg, they realize that we do have a great work started here. It was in my hometown, which is unusual for a minister to go to his hometown and do a great work. But it seemed like God called me here, and I came here because I felt that was what God wanted me to do, and God has blessed us here.
Where did you go to school at?
Most of my schooling was right here in Charlottesburg, and I went to school some out to Polksville, out there when I lived out there for about off and on for about a couple of years there, and I went out there to a little church, now it's Church of God there now, and I went there to that school for a while, but most of it, my education that I got was right here in Charlottesburg.
Do you know where your wife went to school at?
She went to school down, is in over in Clark County. So I don't know what the name of that school was. I think it was Mount Zion, yeah, Mount Zion.
Did she finish school?
She has a high school education now. She went through, I think, about the 11th grade of her high school, and then, no, 7th grade of her high school, and then she went on and got her diploma. So I'm really proud of her for doing that.
After she done that, did she continue any other schooling?
No, she didn't continue any other school. She was working at that time at A.O. Smith's in Mount Sterling. And she continued working out. She worked out for 24 years. And now she's working at Elsco. I guess about another year or so, she's going to retire. So she's worked all of her life. And if it hadn't been for her, I would have had a hard time of even continuing my ministry like I did, because she would go out and work while I was trying to minister and keep things going.
Do you know how long did she have she worked at this factory she's working at now?
She's been there a very short time. Well, I think she's going on a year, and 1 year, and she's left after she really they got laid off at Ale Smith due to they leaving town. Most of what the work was, so she went to work for Elsco after that.
Do you have anything else that you would like to say about your ministering, about your church?
Well, we call this a miracle church, and I think a lot of people agree with us that it's a miracle church. I came by here, my cousin owned this lot here, and he had a basement in it there that he used as a business place for clothing. He would go out in his van and sell clothes to miners and things back up in the back up in the mountains, and so he decided to sell it. And I came down to my aunt's, and I looked here. Every time I'd come by here, it seemed like I feel like it's a good place for a church. And like the Lord would say, "Well, I want you to build a church yet." So I talked to my aunt, Jenny Pettit. I think everybody in this country here knows her. She was well known and liked by most everybody. I went down and seen her, and she said, "Well, won't you go up and see Bob and buy that?" She was so anxious for me to get a church down here. So I went and talked to him, he told me, yeah, he said to us, so we made a deal, and I bought the lot here, and so we started building work here. We had 22 people, and we had a meeting to see how many was interested, and we had 22 people that were interested and said they would back it up. So I had a good foundation to start out with there, with that many people, and they was all adults that came out to the meeting. Of course, they had others. And then I had another man, Brother Hawkins, from Mount Sterling, him and his wife. They took interest in the church, and they wanted it, so they put some money into it so we could build on up on top of the basement that we had. And this is a miracle church because we were here 30 days, and in 30 days' time, this church was up, and we were in the church building holding services. Matter of fact, they put it up in 9 hours. It was a pre-cut building, and they put it together in 9 hours. Of course, that didn't include the inside interior, but they just put it up. So this was a place that my aunt, she was very old, she's dead now, but she was a person that I admired and thought so much of, but she wasn't saved when I came here. But then she got saved, as soon as I put the church up here. So to me, if I never seen anything else accomplished in this town, to know that I won her over to the Lord would mean everything to me.
Do you remember what year was this church built in?
Yes, this church was built in 1982. We have our homecoming every the first Sunday in August. That was when we started to work here in Chelsea. So it's been here going on be 11 years this August.
Would you and your wife like to sing a song?
Like to sing a song?
Uh-huh.
Well, that would, we'll have to get one ready here. We, me and my wife sing to a little, we don't sing a lot, but we do sing some. We have a lot of singers here at our church, but we don't do a big lot of singing. So we're going to go up here to the piano and we're going to sing a song.
Can you sit quickly down there? You just come in on a course you want.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to.
I'll sing it all.
You had that money before you drowned me out.
God's children too long have been burdened. They're longing for heaven's green shore, where heartaches are left for behind us. Thank you, I sure do appreciate it.